Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the Beamer Distributors Blog Talk Show. This is your show. It's designed for all Beamer distributors across the country to provide you with the latest information, training, and current events. It's a live, interactive show where we value your participation. Just hit one on your phone and we'll open your line so you can ask questions and share information and testimonials. You'll hear from individuals who are experiencing amazing results in their business and with the use of their Beamer. But remember, this information of Beamer technology is not designed to diagnose, treat, or cure any disease or ailment. These testimonials have not been evaluated or reviewed by the FDA. This call is for education only, and no medical or income claims are intended. This call is not put on by Beamer USA. It's just us, a group of independent Beamer distributors all helping one another. So grab a pen and paper, listen carefully, and get ready to learn and share. Stay tuned. The show is about to begin.
Well, good morning, Beamer family, friends, and guests. I'd like to welcome you to Beamer's own Blog Talk Radio, and you are on Wellness. Well, let's go with Roundtable Wednesday. You know, I've got a lot of things on my mind, and I'm excited. I got a lot of things to share, but we've got Roundtable Wednesday today, folks, and it is May 8th. And I am your host, Greg Peterson, team manager here in Southern California. And I'm really excited about today's subject matter and whatever items you want to discuss. So what is Roundtable Wednesday? This is your opportunity to be able to bring up any questions as they relate to Beamer, and we keep things compliant. This is how we all learn together. And I am going to let you guys know that, yes, I am a team manager, and yes, I have sold several Beamers, and yes, I have signed several people up as distributors, but I am nowhere near perfect at all, and I am still learning. And I want to thank Beamer for sending out a new email that they are sending out to people when they sign up a new distributor, help us all provide the guidelines on what to do. So that's the subject matter that I'm going to want to go over today, is what do we do when we sign on a new distributor? How do we become a mentor for individuals? So what I have done is I've pulled up the letter that I received from Beamer. And I also have on my other screen here is our back office. And we're going to dive deep into how to become a good mentor for people that we sign on as distributors, what leads us up to doing that, and where are the resources on how we can learn about all of this. Okay, so first off, how does a person listen to recordings of Blog Talk Radio? There's a few ways. First off is by going to blogtalkradio.com/Beamer, IBDS. Once again, that is blogtalkradio.com/Beamer, IBDS. You should have this in your phone, guys, on your notepad systems or whatever the case may be, or written down on a piece of paper, whatever the case may be. Now, how can you find this if you weren't able to write that down and get this into your memory banks? Well, how about going into your back office? So you go to backoffice.beamer.services. You type in the email address that you used to sign into Beamer with, and then your password. Once you open up your back office, you want to go to Distributor Library, which is on the far left-hand side, and I'm on a laptop right now. Okay, so in Distributor Library, and then you're going to scroll down just a hair, and right underneath the search area is some orange letters that says Access the Team Up Calendar Here. You pass your cursor over that, and then your cursor changes its little icon, and a little orange line appears below that. You click on that, and that brings up the calendar, and you will see on Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday mornings at 9 a.m. Pacific time, anyway, that you have Blog Talk Radio. So once again, pass your cursor over one of those green items and click on it, and that will bring up a little bit larger showing of the times that it plays, the phone number that you've called in on, and also the website needed. And if you're wanting to print this off, you can do that. If you want to share it with others, you can also do that. So that is another way. Also, there's two other ways to listen to recordings. If you have an Apple phone, you will go to your app. It's a free app on your phone called Podcasts, and that's plural, P-O-D-C-A-S-T-S, Podcasts. So you go on there, and then in the lower right-hand corner is a little magnifying glass icon. Click on that. Type in the word Beamer, B-E-M-E-R, and then that will bring up only one option, and that's Blog Talk Radio. And you'll be able to listen to all the recordings of Blog Talk Radio right there. They're right there at your fingertips. Now, for those who have an Android phone, no problem. We've got an app for you too, and it's called Podcast Player, okay? Podcast Player for Android phones. And then once again, since I've not visually seen it, I believe there is a search icon. You'll have to look that up. And then type in the word Beamer. And once again, the options show up. So that is there for you. Now, how do you get involved in being on Blog Talk Radio here? Well, all you need to do is press the number 1 on your phone. That brings you up into the queue. And then from there, I am able to click and be able to call upon you, and then we can chat, find out what's on your mind, and go from there and have fun. All right. Now, we have kind of a low showing today because there was a last-minute manager's meeting that is also going on right now. But, guys, I wanted to keep my faith with you guys. I have some other people that are going to be taking notes of what they are going to be announcing right away today in this, I don't want to say emergency managers meeting. There's some very positive things that are coming about. So they've got this meeting today, and then also we've got our regular monthly managers meeting Monday morning, but they couldn't wait. So they wanted to announce whatever they're announcing right now. So I'm on pins and needles here to myself. So that's why I wanted to just go into some subject matter, because this actually hit home for me, and it's going to bring up a couple topics. Number one is how Beamer is supplying now new material to help us out. So what happened is I had signed on a new distributor, and I'm just going to say it's John Doe. Okay, so the email reads this: congratulations, you have enrolled a new distributor. Congratulations, John Doe has successfully enrolled as a new distributor with you as their sponsor. According to Peter Gleim's motto, be successful by making others successful. Your new enrollee needs your help. You probably still remember your own first steps at Beamer and are now in the position to help your new enrollee get up to speed quickly. The faster your new Beamer distributor is successful, the more you both benefit from our Beamer Fast Start partner campaign. And this is the specials they've got going on right now. When your new Beamer distributor sells a Beamer set within the first 30 days, you will receive an additional $50 mentor bonus paid out in addition to your commission. New Beamer distributor sells a second Beamer set within their first 60 days and also signs up a new distributor, you will receive an additional $100 bonus paid out in addition to your commission. Last but not least, when your new Beamer distributor makes senior within their first 90 days, that means that they would have signed on two more sales to become a senior, you will earn a sponsor bonus of $150 in addition to your commission. Now, by supporting your newly recruited distributors, you can earn up to an additional $300 per enrollee with this Fast Start program. Here's the part I really wanted to get to now, folks, is this. Here are a few tips. Have a target conversation with your new enrollee within the first 2 to 3 days. What are their goals and how can they be achieved? Develop an activity plan for the first 30, 60, and 90 days and discuss how you can achieve these goals together. Arrange regular meetings face-to-face or via phone or video, preferably daily at the beginning. Talk about how things are progressing, what challenges they are experiencing, and how you can overcome them together. According to your new enrollee during their first sales and consulting discussions with prospects, your experience and knowledge backs them up so they can feel safe. This is an enormous help for those first sales. As you can see, the Fast Start Partner Program sets both you and your new enrollee up for success. Get started, sign up new distributors, and take an active role in their development so you can achieve your goals together. Warm regards, the Beamer Home Office team. So I wanted to share that with you guys because it was a huge reminder of where yours truly was falling short. I was signing people up and I had a little welcome packet I put together and then I kind of left them on their own. I wasn't calling them up because it seemed like my phone became that 500-pound phone, didn't want to lift it up, didn't feel like I was bothering them. But the bottom line is communication and working with them on what their goals are and doing that. So where do we find all these tools that I was discussing? Well, number one is your e-learning. When you go into e-learning, there's several different sections there, and this can be overwhelming at first. Have them start right away on the United States IBD training. By doing such, then they will be going through and they will find the information needed to get started. And you can work with them together on all of this. Now, one thing I discovered is I had completed probably 99% of all my e-learning. And then they had added a few more items in there. That's why I say 99% instead of 100, because I had completed everything. And then they added some new sections. So I went in to complete those new sections and discovered that the system had already zeroed me out and I needed to start over from scratch because they have actually added a lot of new material and updated items within our e-learning. So I made a point and I took a week and I went through all of the e-learning. And I am so glad that I did because now I have brought myself up to speed. And after having experience in the field and signing up people, I truly see where I have been falling short. And now where can I find all this information to help my new distributors? It's all right here in our e-learning and our distributor library. It is all right here for us. So one of the things is the onboarding guide, which I have discussed, but then also going through that e-learning. So this is what I wanted to share with you. Another thing that came to light this week that I want to share with you guys is that I have an amazing distributor, and this person is trying so hard, and they have a heart of gold. And they have a neighbor, they'll have an individual at work, and these individuals are truly suffering. But as this individual, this distributor shared with them, they really were not receptive or wanting to act upon the information that was being sent. Now, these are individuals that have a long history of not taking care of themselves, not eating well or different things there. And it really made me think. And I realized that those that are not willing to take care of themselves, they're not going to be, chances are, the ones that are going to be willing to listen to us sharing information. Now, that doesn't mean that we don't stop sharing the information with them, but don't put your heart and soul into it where you become obsessed, knowing that this would could help them, and they're refusing to pick up the tools and use them. What I'm saying is many people are out there walking the streets that look like they take care of themselves. Well, why is that? Because they take the time to look at information and to keep themselves in a healthy manner. So don't just look for individuals that are truly suffering. Look for individuals that are just around you in general conversation and just generally saying, sharing with them, you know what, I'm using something that has truly changed my life in a health manner. And if you're looking for additional items to learn about, I've got something I could share with you. That's it. Just start very simple and do that. It's as simple as doing that. And then if they are rushed for time, I had one of my distributors that was at a car dealership, and the person behind the counter was extremely busy, but he noticed that they were not walking as well, and the person admitted that they were hurting. Well, instead of taking 3 minutes out of their day to watch the watch the green video, our distributor, what they did is they forwarded it to just the last 20 seconds that showed the before and after, and just mentioned, look, this works on three levels. It works on magnetic wave, frequency, and muscle stimulation. This is what it does. This has been proven. If you'd like some more information, I can get it to you. That was it. And I can tell you what, that person now is renting a unit. So learn how to use these different tools, and we can go from there. So I'm getting some different notifications here about the meeting, but I can't share anything as of yet. But anyway, I just wanted to share these things with you. I would love to hear from you guys. I've covered some basic items here. Press the number 1 on your phone, and that will bring you into the queue. And I would like to really get your input of what I've shared today, whether it is on signing up a new person, taking that time to work with a new distributor that you sign up. Have you been one that's been like me, that you sign them up and you send them a welcome packet and then drop the ball and move on to the next person and hope that new distributor you signed up is going to give you a call because you don't want to bother them supposedly, and do that? Because I can tell you what, every single person I have reached out to now in my downline, as I'm reconnecting with everybody, I've worked off that weight of that 500-pound phone, and every single person that I've made contact with has been extremely thankful that I've reached out to them, because they also felt the same way. They did not want to call me because they thought I was busy. Their phone was also 500 pounds. So what I'm saying is, let's break that mold. Let's get out there, make contact, and let's bring this back to the heart of Beamer, which is truly communicating with our people, talking with them on the phone, making arrangements and meeting with them in person. We have fallen into a society of sociallessness by just texting or leaving a voice message or whatever the case may be, and we're losing that humanity of truly connecting with people. We want to keep that process up. And by doing so and reaching out to individuals, we can do that. Okay, so let's not wait to the last few minutes, folks, and then be rushed on trying to get everybody in. Press the number one on your phone, and let's get your ideas and or your thoughts on what we have discussed today. We do have a few more people that have logged in. Well, I know you're out there because I can see you. I see all the phone numbers, but I don't have names attached to them. But would love to hear from you in regards to all of this. All right. I think I know who this might be. We have 515-205. You are live on Blog Talk. Who are you speaking with today?
Steve G from Iowa. How are you, Greg?
Hey, Steve. How are you, my friend?
I'm doing great. I was out for a walk. But
good.
I had to chime in. Duplication can help you, and duplication can take you down. It can harm you. So the process of making the process right, the process of duplication and making sure that consistently you've done the same thing every time, within reason to a certain point, that duplication is either, they say you reap what you sow, and that can work also, the good and the bad. So take the time to reap what you sow, and when you're putting good things in and you're consistent about it, it will come back. I know it's a little time consuming, but me being in the automotive industry for so many years, there was a certain process that I dealt with on a dealing with somebody, and there's also a process on the delivery of the vehicle after you sold it, and the follow-up after it was so crucial. The consistency of doing simple things. And so that nugget will be whatever works best for you. But the reason we have mentors like yourself and Roger putting things in place and doing things the right way to the best of our ability, that duplication will pay off. That's all I could think about was things that I had picked up. A simple thing of me putting a sticker on a door, fuel door. Every time they opened the fuel door to get fuel, they thought of me. So that was the simple thing that nugget that I got out of going to a class that I paid $700 to go to, okay? Not $99. $700 I invested in that class. Now, I got some other nuggets, but that one nugget, literally over 13 years that I used it consistently, thousands of dollars of income. So
now when you mentioned about putting a sticker on a fuel door, what do you mean by that?
Well, on the inside of your car, you've got a fuel door. You're going to go to your fuel door at least once every 2 weeks, I would think. I put a sticker on there that said my name, my number, and the dealership. And every time that you went to your fuel door, you saw my name and the dealership, which it reminded them of me. So when they knew somebody looking for an automobile or looking for another one themselves, are they going to forget about me? No.
There you go. So that's what I wanted to clarify is you were working as a car sales at a dealership, and inside the fuel cap or inside the fuel lid for the vehicle, you would have a sticker with your name and contact information to remind people who sold them their car.
Right. But that consistency, I didn't care if it was a $5,000 car or a $55,000 car. It got a sticker on it. And I never, ever had any complaints about having that little sticker in there, ever. But I'm just going to say that the reason I'm bringing it up is just consistency of doing something and then spending the money to go to learn that. So I'm telling you about it, or people are sharing things with people, and these are nuggets, and people have already put through the test, and it worked. So by listening, like going to a live seminar, $99, compared to $700. Did I make up that $700? Oh, you bet I did. And it's not about just the money scenario, but it's called an investment in yourself, an investment in your health, and the learning process that you get out of going to the classes, rubbing elbows with people. You'll learn more about Beamer, sometimes I think, rubbing elbows. And then the next day you go, sit someplace completely different. Meet somebody else. So.
Yep. You've got that right, Steve, and I'm glad that you bring that up, because some people, they balk at the price of going to an academy. If they've already been to an Alive Academy, the second one you go to, instead of it being $199 like it used to be, it's down to $99. That's and for the information that you receive is priceless, as well as Stacey DeBoer would say, she loves her tax write-offs, so make sure you get with your accountant and work with them. But your mileage to and from, your transportation, your hotel reservations, whatever it is all a tax write-off. And let's say, for example, just as an example, if you are a junior distributor and you sell the current Evo unit, you get approximately, let's say, $800, okay? Well, let's say you go to another Live Academy, and so that's $99. And let's say two nights at a hotel, let's say $150, that's $300. So you're looking at $400. And then maybe transportation to and from, let's add another one, that's $500. If going to another Live Academy helps you generate even just one sale, you're $300 ahead. Right there. So these are things a person needs to look at in investing in their own business. And I know for myself, as you know, Steve, every dime that I've made goes right back into Beamer business to build it and develop it. And that means educating myself. So there you go. So I want to thank
product
you.
Knowledge, product knowledge is not everything. But at least having a product knowledge that you can explain it to somebody on a sixth grade education.
Yep. That's it exactly. And learning where to find the information and just everything that's involved in our academies. Our academies have been designed step by step. Each section from day one into day two are built upon each other, so that when you walk away at the end of the day, after the second day on the academy, you're pretty much bulletproof to go out and share. And that means learning how to find who your mentors are and how to go through your back office and where to find the information and how truly to get established. All of that information, along with the science and compliancy and everything involved, it is all right there. Enjoying the history of Beamer. How did Beamer start? That this is a family business. It's just amazing where we are headed. So anyway, thanks,
I don't mind the Zoom. I don't mind the Zoom calls. I think there's a good place for a Zoom call. I think it's okay. But you need to go to a Live Academy and take in a Zoom call. But go to a Live Academy. Experience it. It is worth your time and effort.
Yeah, and it's good that you brought that up also, Steve, because everybody's first Live Academy is free. After that, then a person would pay $99. Now, all Zoom academies are free. So if it's going to be a bit before you can get to a Live Academy, most definitely sign up and do an online Zoom Academy. That way you don't feel like you're receiving all this information like drinking water out of a fire hose. And that way when you go do your Live Academy, you'll be much more prepared and the excitement level will be even greater. You'll be, because you're going to be more comfortable. So that's another thing that I definitely recommend. And you can take as many academies as you want. In fact, it's highly encouraged, like every quarter in the year, is to have an academy. So every quarter, you're looking at every 3 months, is doing an academy. Because in the academy itself, they update all the PowerPoint slides. They keep everything up to date for every academy. And in fact, some of the academy directors, which I'm becoming one of them, will receive the updates the night before the academy. And they keep things up to speed that soon. So make sure you get up to speed, because we have a lot of distributors out there that have not been involved, and they don't even realize we have a new info unit. We have some people that are still believing that there's not a B-body available for sale, that it's a go pack. So there are a lot of people out there that have not been staying in touch. So how do we break that mold? As a mentor, you start reaching out to everybody on your team, and you give them a phone call, and you ask them to say, hey, let's have an opportunity to get caught up. I'd like to hear how things are going with you, and I'd like to get you caught up within Beamer, because there's been a lot of positive changes. If we all did that, we would not run into that problem of people not knowing what's going on within Beamer. So there you go. We're getting kind of a lot of feedback here, Steve, on your stuff. Okay, so anyway, thanks so much for reaching out, Steve. And as always, you deserve this, my friend.
Thank you, Ray. Have a good day.
All righty, buddy. Thanks. All righty. Let's get to our next person. All you got to do is raise your hand by pressing the number 1 on your phone. Would love to hear from you. Would love to get your input on the things that we've discussed today. And we have, I am calling upon, 407-421. You're live on Blog Talk. Who are you speaking with today?
Hi there. This is Denise Casciagnano. And I love what you guys are talking about today. However, I have a specific question, if it's okay. It's off topic. I mean,
you bet. Go for it.
But,
yeah.
I don't know whether I'm just very busy or just skitsy, but I have a hard time remembering what week I'm on with the Evo set. I mean, with the Pro set, it was real easy. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 3, 4, 5, 6, 3, 4, and it was real easy. But now with the Evo, I keep getting confused.
Oh, we do 1 week on low. Okay, so when you first start out, let's start at the very beginning for the basic plan.
Okay.
For 3 weeks, you're going to be on the low setting, and that is at intensity 3, okay?
Right.
The low setting. Then we do 3 weeks on the medium setting. Okay.
Uh-huh. And what intensity would that be equal to?
That is equal to intensity 6.
Okay.
Okay. And then after that 3 weeks on the medium setting, you go back and you do 1 week on low setting.
Mm-hmm.
And 6 weeks on medium setting. And you can do that rotation. Now, you can change it up. Honestly, I think it would be easier if we did 1 week on low and 3 weeks on medium and just keep it like a monthly cycle. The reason why that they're changing this up, Denise, is because they don't want the body to get used to just one signal strength. That's the reason why they're doing that.
Right. Oh, I get the reasoning why. I just have a hard time remembering which week I'm on.
Yeah, and it comes down to either marking it on our calendars or whatever. And to be honest, I'm just kind of doing like a monthly rotation, and I'm doing fine.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Okay.
And in the United States, we also can start right away using the special program. Now, in Canada, in other parts of the world, our special program is called the sleep program. And it says that on their Evos. Okay. But in the United States, right away, we can start using the special program as well. And that's where you use special one at nighttime before you go to bed, and then special two in the morning when you wake up, and then you follow that with whatever intensity you're on, whether it be low or medium. And then special three is like after a workout. If you've been to the gym and want a nice recovery after a workout, it works awesome. And you use that. Now, the special program and or if you're in Canada, the sleep program can only be used on either the Bee Body or the Bee Bed, not the Bee Pad or anything like that. It's only for those two applicators.
Another question, what I ended up doing, well, the question that I have is on the special program. On the core set, it used to automatically, you know, you would set it for what time you wanted, because it would go for 2 hours, then shut off, and then 2 hours before you set it to wake you up, it would come back on. Why did they change it up?
They changed it up because the FDA here in the United States, because of the category that Beamer is in as a healthy, smooth muscle stimulation device, the FDA said, look, we can't see why you would want a muscle stimulation device on while you're trying to sleep at night. So Dr. Burka communicated with Liechtenstein, and they developed, he was very instrumental in the developing then of the special program for the United States. And honestly, they're finding out that we're pretty much getting the same results using this as they are everywhere else in the world using the other previous system where it was on for 4 hours a night.
Yeah. Because what confused me is that it only goes for 8 minutes.
That's all it takes now because those new patented signals is they last for 12 to 18 hours. You're providing that information to the body, and our body has a good memory. Apparently our bodies doesn't suffer from dementia or Alzheimer's, hopefully.
So I know that there's a little button on the bottom on the right-hand side on the bottom. It says expert something, that way you can make up your own program.
That is for your program settings. So for the program settings, which is the second icon from the left, you normally have program 1, 2, and 3. Now, in the previous pro unit or essentials unit, we had 9 options to where we could develop our own programs as such. In the new Evo, we have 3 that we're capable of. Now, these instructions are all found in our back office under distributor library, and I believe it is under, I'm going to double check here. I'm looking here.
What I did is I made up my own program starting out, and actually I have it going for 20 minutes and going down in frequency, and that lulls me into a fabulous sleep.
Yep, and see, these are things that people can do this. However, we don't put out, because that these are all recorded, we don't put out different protocols or anything like that outside of what the basic plan is or what's already programmed in our system. But but we do have the ability to do that. Now, if a person's wanting information, you can go to Distributor Library, and under Distributor Library, the third item down in orange with white lettering, it says Product Information. You click on Product Information, and the information is there That's the BPAC in addition here. I'm trying to find Evo. My apologies, everybody. I do know it is in our Beamer share. I am trying to find it here in our stuff here. So they have been doing some changing around. So let me see here. I could be here all day, guys, as you know. I'm learning as we go, guys, in my Fisher Price studio here. We are learning as we go. But there is so much information in our back office here. I'm trying to scroll through. If someone else has a question here, I see someone else. Denise, I'm going to keep you on. I want to bring on here 563-343. You're live on Blog Talk. Are you able to help us out here?
No, but I do have a question. I got on late. And how soon will this call be in the recording?
Give it like 30 minutes to an hour, because I think it just takes that long to throw. They throw it into the system.
Okay. And will it be on the podcast app that I can access it? Okay.
Yep.
Super.
I'm not sure how long it takes to get on there, to be honest. But just check it out. And honestly, next week, pop on and let me know. We'll all learn together.
Okay. Sounds wonderful. Thank you. And sorry I wasn't able to help you.
Oh, no, that's okay. Hey, you know what? These are great questions. Like I said, this is how we all learn together. And honestly, guys, I'm going to be a little selfish here. This is why I also do Blog Talk, is because it forces me to be on, but it helps me keep in touch with everybody and up to date on everything as well. So it's a win-win all the way around. Okay? So never feel
thank
bad.
You.
You're welcome.
All right, thank you.
You're welcome. Okay, Denise. So I'm still looking here, trying to find things, but I haven't been able to find it yet.
I don't want to take up your time and the time from somebody else. I can go back into the back office and research as well.
Yeah, we've got a lot of videos there under the science and under science and medical, especially all of the Wellness Wednesdays with Dr. Burka. They've got the medical panel.
Another question. On those Wellness Wednesdays with Dr. Burka, can we share those things that are in the back office in the distributor library?
Yes, everything that is in there has been cleared by our compliance. And Anthony and Michelle are very active. So once we got 90 seconds left here. So Dr. Burke, what they do is they look over the recording and then if they have to edit anything out, they will. But then yes, as soon as they are cleared by compliance, they put them in there and everything that's in the back office can be shared with prospects.
Wonderful. Thank you so very much for your help today.
Oh, you're welcome, Denise. I appreciate it. Yep, and I gave you some homework, so you got to come back. I didn't get the name of our unknown gal, so hopefully she can come in next week and let us know how long it takes for the recordings to hit the system. And
okay,
so Denise,
great.
You deserve this, girl. You hung in there.
Thank you so much, and have a blessed day.
You too. Okay, everybody, we're coming down to the final moments here. Make sure that you log in also. Listen to Equine Thursday and also Testimony on Tuesdays. We try to update the titles on the recordings so that it might help direct you to the one that you want to listen to. We're really trying to do our best to help you guys out. Now, when you log in or listen, it just shows us just like, you know, 5 people have listened to it or 100 people or whatever. So it does help on us learning what subject matter is being covered and what people like. So with that, everybody, have a wonderful, wonderful week. make sure you continue to Beamer on, share the Beamer. Let's get a Beamer in every home and every barn, and let's change lives together. With that, everybody, have a wonderful, wonderful week.
Today's show was brought to you by an independent group of Beamer distributors who are committed to helping you find success in your business. We're all part of a bigger mission to bring this amazing technology to a market that so desperately needs it. We'll be back again really soon. Until then, here's to your health.